This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it will be up to the Taliban to decide whether peace talks that President Trump canceled this weekend will be resumed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Taliban say they believe they had finalized a deal with U.S. negotiators, and President Trump's decision to call off talks at Camp David involving the Afghan government has hurt American credibility. But President Trump says it was the Taliban's ongoing attacks, including one in Kabul on Thursday that killed an American soldier, that scuttled the talks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
President Trump said, I'm not going to take that deal. I'm not going to work with someone that can't deliver on their commitments.
Meanwhile, in Kabul,
we want peace. We want to end this meaningless, senseless war.
Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says if anyone's going to secure peace,
it should be the Afghan government and the Afghan people.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
More protests in Hong Kong. Reuters' Joe Davies.
On Friday night, it was much the same story. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray to clear protesters outside a subway station on the densely populated Kowloon Peninsula. Many of them, masked and dressed in black, took cover behind umbrellas and barricades from street fencing. Some had broken through a metal grill to enter a station where they pulled down signs. In Hong Kong airport, a heavy police presence proved effective on Saturday. Extra security checks managed to stop protesters from bringing the airport to a halt, as in previous weeks. But it feels like it might be some time yet before scenes like these are no longer the norm in Hong Kong.
An Iranian oil tanker at the center of a major diplomatic dispute with the United States has sold its cargo in violation of international sanctions. The news came via Iranian state media Sunday. Iran did not say where the cargo was delivered. The tanker was carrying 2.1 million barrels of Iranian crude oil. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is sticking to his Brexit plan and is not planning to seek a delay to Britain's departure from the EU. At a summit next month, two of his ministers said on Sunday, following a shock resignation from his government, British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab.
The Prime Minister is sticking to his guns and what he said to get us out of this rut that we're in. We're going to keep going on with the negotiations with the EU. We want a deal by the end of October, but we must leave come what may.
Two of Boris Johnson's top ministers came out fighting his corner on Sunday after a shock resignation from the British government threw yet more doubt and confusion on Brexit. Amber Rudd, Work and Pensions Secretary, quit late Saturday over Johnson's Brexit policy and for expelling 21 rebels from the Conservative Party. Rudd's resignation topped off what Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab described as a rough week. Johnson lost the government's majority in Parliament, failed to force through a new election, and his own brother quit.
That's Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. Dorian, now what is known as post-tropical cyclone, battered in the Canadian maritime provinces and far eastern Quebec with tropical storm force winds, tearing off the roofs of homes and buildings, uprooting trees and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands. No Canadian storm deaths are reported. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has issued temporary flight restrictions to U.S. aircraft over the Bahamas to reserve the aircraft for search and rescue missions. The FAA says its order came at the request of the Bahamian government, and the head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Mark Green, toured Abaco and Great Bahama Islands. He said parts looked like a nuclear bomb had gone off. Turkish and U.S. troops, for the first time Sunday, conducted joint ground patrols to the volatile Kurdish-controlled safe zone in northeastern Syria. Ankara has been pressing for patrols in the buffer zone to keep Kurdish fighters away from its border. Turkey considers the Syrian Kurdish militias to be terrorists with links to Kurdish militias and Turkey, who have fought the Turkish government for three decades. But the Syrian Kurds have also been key U.S. allies in fighting Islamic State insurgents in Syria. The Kurdish-led forces have so far withdrawn as far as 14 kilometers from the border. Officials in northern Burkina Faso say at least 29 were killed in two separate incidents Sunday. Government spokesman said in a statement at least 15 people were killed when a truck carrying people and goods rode over an improvised explosive device. 14 people were killed when a food convoy of trucks came under attack in another province, according to a spokesman. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. KLA1, the Voice of America.